Welcome to Must Watch with Alan and George.
Okay. Maybe I should do the intros from now on. How's that sound? I wasn't expecting you to try and do some lyrics over the top of our intro music.
Sorry.
It's an instrumental. We're here with a guest.
Oh, yeah. Who we got?
Anthony Lacazio, Sydney comedian. Sydney
exclusively
comedian.
Exclusively Sydney.
Exclusively Sydney. Will never be seen at a gig outside of Sydney.
No, not at all.
No, you gigged in Melbourne. I know that.
Somebody does their research.
Oh, yeah.
What are your interests outside of comedy, Anthony Lacazio?
I'm a big football fan.
Soccer,
yeah, cool. for the Americans.
Soccer, yeah. Ball.
All our American fans.
All our American fans for the one guy. For Hank. Other than that, not much, to be honest. Not much at all.
Two-dimensional.
I'm a movie fan. I like the fantasy genre. I saw Spider-Man last night.
Oh, the, no spoilers.
Far From Home, yeah.
Far From Home.
I already said too much to Alan before. So,
cause is that fantasy?
Do you think so?
What's your fantasy?
Spider-Man in my room. Yes. Just hanging out.
Does he get a flight over to Far From Home?
Honestly, Alan's going to see it this afternoon.
Oh, really?
And I don't want to upset him.
I don't know. It just seems silly to imagine Spider-Man on a flight going to Europe. You know what I mean?
Well, he can't swing there.
Well, I know, but he's a superhero, so just the idea that he needs to get a flight is sort of funny.
Well, no spoilers. I'm not confirming or denying that there is a flight involved in this film.
The famous airport scene.
Yeah, the very well-known Spider-Man airport scene.
There is the airport scene in Captain America Civil War where they all fight in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
And Ant-Man does the giant thing and he's like...
Well, of course, Ant-Man needs to get a flight somewhere. He's not getting anywhere any other way, is he? Well, isn't he the worst one?
He's friends with a wasp.
Well, that's true.
Ant-Man is not. Ant-Man is great. Ant-Man
Who's
is
the worst one then?
Probably Hawkeye.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, what does he do?
You're great at archery.
No, yeah. He's a hero in my book.
I suppose so, but he's at the bottom of the list. He's a hero in my book because he's married to Linda Cardellini in the movie, and Linda Cardellini is one of my all-time crushes.
Oh, really?
Is she from Sopranos?
No, she is Freaks and Geeks.
Freaks and Geeks.
And she's also Velma in Scooby-Doo, the live-action Scooby-Doo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what do you know her more from Freaks and Geeks or...
It's definitely Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, okay.
It's definitely Scooby-Doo. Yeah, I remember being 9 years old and looking at Velma like, you're too pretty to be playing Velma.
Velma's meant to be like the not pretty one compared to... Who's the pretty blonde in Scooby-Doo? I can't remember.
Daphne.
That's it.
Daphne is the damsel in distress.
Yep.
And Velma is sort of like the tech nerd who works it all
right,
out.
That's it, right.
She's the duff.
Who else really famous is in Freaks and Geeks?
Jason Segel, James Franco, Seth Rogen.
Yeah, that whole sort of... Seth Rogen and James Franco, yeah. That was their big...
Yeah, for all of them, I think.
Yeah.
Also, Martin Starr is the nerdy older, nerdy younger geek, I guess, who is in Spider-Man. Full circle, gents.
Wait a second. Did you just spoil Spider-Man?
No, he was in the original. He was in the first of this third reboot. He was in.
So you should have seen that.
You should have seen it. Yeah.
So maybe
if you haven't seen it, then I don't know what you're doing watching this afternoon and requesting no spoilers.
I had a crush on Shaggy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was my high school crush.
Did you guys see the Shaggy memes last year?
No. Oh, maybe, yeah.
They had this, I guess in the vast crevices of the internet, they determined that Shaggy was all of a sudden the most powerful like entity in all of cartoons.
Right.
So they had him go up against like Goku and every He-Man and every powerful cartoon character.
Like Shaggy, Shaggy won.
He was dwarfed by the power of Shaggy.
Shaggy. Man, they need to bring they need a new Scooby-Doo live action film, I think.
I definitely disagree with that.
Now, they need a new live action film, but they need to do Shaggy the same way that they've done the lions in the new Lion King film. Just, with the most perfect CGI Have you seen the new Lion King film?
Scooby-Doo, you mean?
Yeah, they do.
Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy is a human being.
Oh, yeah. Who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Scooby-Doo.
You're thinking of the dog.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the dog.
Scrappy-Doo?
So you thought I had a crush on the dog.
Yeah, and I totally believed it as well.
Oh, George.
I've seen the way you look at the dogs in that dog park over there when we're sitting there.
I'm starting to wonder what's behind that nosebleed that you came in with.
Oh, God.
Impure thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well,
thanks for being here, man.
No, thank you for inviting me, guys. I'm thrilled.
Now get the hell out.
Ciao.
We just wanted to talk about Scooby-Doo.
And then get this guy out of here.
Get this guy out of here.
Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Swear as much as you want.
I heard yeah and oh.
This is Alfie Canuck's house.
Okay.
But ask the man.
To give the listeners a bit of a behind the scenes, this is going to be our last record for about two and a half months.
Oh, man.
Quarter of the year. We've basically been hard recording multiple eps a day. So that I can go away on a holiday and we can still maintain the quality of ep consistently through my holiday for our tens of listeners.
I feel honored to be the final.
Yeah, you will be the final one.
You're the final piece of the puzzle, Lokesh.
I've always wanted to be that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a dream come true.
But by the time people hear this, George will be back.
That's it. That's right.
He can tell you about his holiday.
Because of the new phone calling facility we have here, though, we could record apps from anywhere in the world now.
So cool. We can be a talkback.
I mean, I could be anywhere in the world and you could be here in Sydney.
Or I could just do the show by myself.
We all know that's not a good idea. Anyway, so
I back you. I think he can do it on his own.
What segments do we have lined up? I know we've got That's Probo, It's Cancelled.
That's our signature segment.
That's our signature segment.
So excited.
Yeah.
I've written a whole list and Alan's telling me we can only do one.
Yeah, we're doing one.
But he messaged me saying, think of things that you'd like to cancel. I'm like, this guy is talking my language.
You think of things, you write a list of 10 and then you cross out 9 of them and then you got the best one.
I've chosen the one, but I'm at least going to verbalize the other ones just so that people know what I don't like.
Right, got it. Just list them off. Maybe after the credits at the end, we'll just have you in the post-credit scene going, and I also don't like this and this.
I was going to do a melodic version Alan did on the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Just going to sing it.
Man. So, but what else? Are we doing Must Solve?
We're going to Must Solve something that's really been an interest of mine for a long time.
And what is
new evidence has come to light.
Okay.
JFK.
JFK.
What happened there?
Are you throwing it to me?
He died. I've seen the video.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to get into that straight away, or shall we?
Oh, do you want to do that one first?
Well, we'll go Must Solve, and then we'll have a chat about that. Excuse me. And then we'll jump into That's Probo to close the app, maybe.
How much do you know about the JFK assassination, Lokesh?
I mean, a little bit. I know who what's the name of the guy who is
Lee Harvey Oswald
is supposed to be they're 95% sure that he was the perpetrator.
If someone introduces themselves with their middle name, you know.
This is huge because that is my Probo thing.
Really?
People with middle names. People that shove their middle names down your throat.
Well, John Wilkes Booth, he used to turn up and be like, hey, I'm John Wilkes Booth. Wilkes.
Really?
It's like,
about these president assassinations. Yeah, it brings the worst out of people.
You know what I really like about it? They've used it in pop culture and in films and in comics. They've used the assassination of JFK as sort of like they've used it as a plot device in certain I guess like in X-Men.
Sure.
They make it that Magneto sort of bent the bullet to try and save the president, but he ended up killing him.
That's true. That did happen.
That did happen. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was gonna get into.
Honestly, I think we've just solved it.
Yeah.
No, I've got my own factual theories.
And obviously you've done a lot of research and you've looked at the facts.
So
you know that this is definitely the way that it went down.
I've watched 100 hours
of that 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I've watched it on a loop.
Yeah.
And
what about the bit where she's trying to pick up bits of his head? That's always a bit.
Don't bring that up.
Oh, really? We're talking about the assassination anyway.
No, we're not.
Okay. What is happening?
Because Well, do you know anything about it, George?
Yeah, he was shot in the head.
Well, that's what he wanted you to think.
I'm feeling like Alan's about to postulate that it never happened.
Yeah, okay.
here's what actually happened.
Okay.
John F. Kennedy faked his own death.
Okay.
Play a sound effect.
You know I don't have a sound effect ready. You know I have two sound effects, the intro and the jingle. Do you want me to?
Yeah, find it.
Well, you keep going.
Anyway. So what do we know about John F. Kennedy, Lokesh? Who did he famously have an affair with?
The Marilyn Monroe herself. Yeah. The I'm trying to think of adjectives, but
blonde bombshell.
The blonde bombshell. The steam great herself.
She was a steam great.
No, what's that? The iconic scene where the steam comes out of the grate and it pushes her
her dress
up, but she's bashful and she's
that's
a thing. Yeah,
yeah, that is a thing.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing.
It was a thing that John F. Kennedy enjoyed.
Steam great is probably not at all what
a steam.
What?
I don't think that's how she would have wanted it to be referred to.
Probably not.
And then didn't his brother
and
also?
His brother.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
His
it
brother died weird. In a mysterious plane crash.
No,
is that, right?
That was the
son.
Son. The
dude. What is it with this family and dying?
What is it with his family and faking their deaths? More like it.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Let's get into it. All right, Marilyn Monroe, dead. 1962. That's when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Who killed her? We'll get into that.
Okay.
JFK fakes his own death in 1963. Lee Harvey Oswald, the great Marine, also paintball enthusiast.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true. So according to the research that I've done, George.
I can't believe they had paintball in the 60s. That's so American.
Yeah,
so
it really is.
So he shot the guy with a paintball gun.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. I know, I'm following.
No, so JFK and Lee Harvey were in cahoots.
He shot him with a paintball sniper.
Yes, a paintball sniper.
What about the guy that killed Lee Harvey? Are we going to get to that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Jack Ruby.
Is that who killed him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nightclub owner. A.K.A. Chilsey.
My goodness.
He was all part of it too. Because basically, Lee Harvey Oswald was going to spill the beans. He's like, you got to pay me more money, man. I shot you with the paintball.
So JFK hired a nightclub owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
His friend, Chilsey.
It's on thin ice right now, this theory.
I completely disagree. This holds so much water.
What else? So what else do we know about JFK? He made a drunken boast that he'd send a man to the moon.
Was that a drunken boast?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it an official speech at NASA?
No.
Okay.
He said, "I'm going to send a man to the moon and we're going to do it." Did you know, though, that he was the one who wanted to go to the moon?
Really? So he...
And what, they didn't let him?
Or? They were like, you can't. You're the president.
You're the president.
Well, we're not going to let... He's like, but I want to.
Both knowledge and ignorance.
The greater our so he's drunk here, is he?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
The greater our ignorance unfolds. He's talking about ignorance. He's
except at the end of them. Someone's added a soundtrack to this speech. I hate it when they do that. When they try to make it more emotional, it's just some...
They're ruining the podcast.
Yeah.
This is must solve. If you're just joining us... Must solve. We're getting into the fucking solving of mysteries here, JFK.
I'd be very surprised if any American president was ever sober while making a speech.
Yeah?
So
in
true.
History.
Yeah, I mean, just what? Just to get some confidence going?
No, just
for
be,
fun.
Just to be extra American.
Oh, true, yeah. How can you be an American without a, you know, little bit of alcohol running through your veins? Yeah, go ahead.
Robert Kennedy.
Yep.
Who slept with Marilyn Monroe.
Is this the brother, Robert Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he also slept with Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
Two for the price of one.
Mm. And that really, that didn't sit well with JFK. And that's why he faked his own death.
Okay. So.
So that he could then kill Robert Kennedy.
So JFK faked his own death and killed his brother.
Yes.
And also then Lee Harvey. So I'm just summing up for the listeners. Then Lee Harvey, who helped him fake his own death, was killed by a nightclub owner who was hired by JFK because he was going to speak.
Correct.
Okay. How do you feel about this, Anthony?
It's not complete.
Oh,
there's
more.
There's definitely more layers of this onion to unravel.
So he's killed his brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the murder weapon, and that ties him to the crime. He has to change his own identity. Who does JFK change his identity to?
His own son?
No.
Okay.
Buzz Aldrin.
Huge. Huge.
How do we know? Buzz Aldrin is clearly a made-up name.
That's true. No, that is true. All names are made up, to be fair.
So he's changed his name to Buzz Aldrin, got some plastic surgery to look like a new person. There was no Buzz Aldrin before the moon landing.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely hadn't heard of him.
I hadn't heard of him either.
Not at all.
And so he goes on the moon mission, and he's got the weapon,
so what
the gun with him.
With his wife, his wife in the car, you know?
So anyway, he's going to the moon.
Oh, dear.
And he's got... And that's where he hid the murder weapon.
On the moon. You know what? That was pretty good for us. I think you figured it out. You know what else I think? I think we need a...
In the criminal justice system, sexually based offences are considered
offences. I'd like it.
Sexually based offences.
I just looked up Law and Order theme
music.
No,
that's the SVU.
Is it a special
SVU entry? That's
oh god.
SVU was always the best of all the Law and Orders, in my humble opinion.
Okay, well that didn't go to plan. I lined that up about 10 minutes ago.
Well, I mean, theoretically, the whole thing is a sexually based offense. Because if JFK doesn't sleep with Marilyn Monroe, none of this happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
JFK, RFK.
So, wait, RFK?
Is the brother.
Robert's middle name was also F?
Yeah.
There you go.
What was it? F.
Fitzgerald?
Was it?
No.
Fitzy. Fitzy and Whipper.
His middle name was
another
Fitzy
clearly made up name.
Yeah.
So, where is JFK / Buzz Aldrin now? Because obviously, a man of his caliber can't die.
Right. Well, Buzz just had led a good life. AKA
as Buzz?
JFK, yeah.
You reckon he's living in Argentina with Hitler?
Well, Buzz Aldrin is alive still and still does public appearances, doesn't he?
I thought Buzz died recently.
No, that's Neil Armstrong.
Neil died recently?
Yeah, Neil died like a couple of years ago. Buzz is 89.
Hmm.
Buzz is 89. I mean, his Wikipedia page describes an entire life before the moon landings, but I guess...
Wikipedia, George?
Yes.
Come on.
Wikipedia is pretty easy to edit.
Come on, George.
Yep. My bad. No, that's a great addition
If anything, that piece of information lends to Alan's theory.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. I think that the canon of Must Solve is looking pretty good now. So, you've sold JFK.
Mm. Bigfoot.
Ian Thorpe.
Was Ian Thorpe.
Yeah. Because he has big feet.
Right. Okay.
And
listen to the episode when it drops.
And what was the other one?
You solved the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, that's right. I solved the Loch Ness Monster.
Guy in a suit?
Nah, Scottish people are just drunk liars.
Okay.
There's always drinking involved in our theories.
Yeah, there often is, isn't there? Man. That's basically it. Do you want to plug your... Well, not plug, but do you want to talk about your DVD? Your experience making a DVD?
Oh, I wouldn't feel comfortable talking about my DVD.
No, really? I don't think he likes talking about it.
Jeez.
what do you want me to say about it?
Well, did you actually leave the DVD in JB Hi-Fi?
I didn't leave it. Those things cost me a lot of money. I can't just leave it in
JB
Hi-Fi.
That would be
Hi-Fi.
So funny, though, because then...
I might.
Leave one in there, then I'll come in 2 hours later and try to buy it. And we'll just see what they say when I bring it up.
Well, we got to film it, or we got to do something.
Yeah, we'd film it and put it on the Must Watch page.
Can you please do this? That's hilarious.
But does it have a barcode?
It does have a barcode.
What does the barcode go to?
It's a made-up barcode.
So you got that from just a, but you did you get a barcode from the internet or did you make your own barcode?
We made it, yeah.
Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon staff at JB Hi-Fi. It'll be a bunch of teenagers. They'll have no idea what to do when the scanning isn't working.
Yeah, yeah.
They will panic. Yeah. It will be hilarious. This can't be a hypothetical. This has to happen.
We should do that for the page, I think.
That'd be great.
Because, I mean, how many did you get made?
20.
So there's no way you sell all of those. So we can... we could definitely use...
Well, we could do it like 16 times, 16 different JB Hi-Fis. Just chop together the best footage.
How many have you sold?
Sold slash given away, five.
Yeah, five, yeah, nice. I know some people in my family want to have... they need to buy a DVD player, of course, but...
Does Ben Yao want one?
I think Ben would love one.
Oh,
Ben,
that's great.
Ben, one of our biggest fans.
Fantastic.
Previous podcast guest.
He can certainly, if he's got $20.
I think Anthony is more in the 21st century in that he put his hour recording on YouTube.
I did. I did indeed.
Oh, wow.
Have you thought about doing that? Popping it on YouTube or on Vimeo? Daily Motion?
Once the DVD sales dry up.
That has happened already.
Well, we might get a second wind, you know.
Second wind, yep.
Once we start promoting it on the must watch page.
Oh, yeah, that hasn't happened yet, have we?
No.
So we need to do that.
So, yeah. I'm just excited about the next one, man. I just want to move on to the next one.
What's the title of your next show?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's Rudder Scotch Schnapps.
Nice.
It's fitting in with the theme.
Yeah. So, and what will the one after that be?
Have
you thought about it at all?
Yeah. It might be called Choose Your Own Rutventure.
That's pretty good. And then would it be a Choose Your Own Adventure style show?
Yeah.
You let the audience choose the next.
That's an awesome idea, I think.
Yeah. It's probably too ambitious, but
I think it's been done. I think I've heard of something like that.
Yeah, it could easily have been done. What I would like to do is either make a video game or an interactive DVD.
Right. There should be one route through the show where you're just bombing the whole time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I'd like
so
to.
If people pick that route, then they get a good show. If they pick the bad one, they get just like the worst trash. Yeah.
Well, I've written a lot of jokes over the years, and some of them are not ready for prime time. So
prime time fringe. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know,
that's just it.
Just every possible incarnation.
That's a good idea, though, but. What was it again?
Choose your own rut venture.
Dude, that's awesome.
But do you think if I made a video game of my life,
I think you're...
people would play it? Like, it's like you can choose to go to the fish markets or not? Obviously, there's only one choice. You have to go to the fish markets.
Yeah, it sets it up like it's a choice, but you always end up at the fish markets anyway.
I think it'd be cool, and it'd just be like, you know, just choosing what to do each day, and it's like... ask Freddy what he's doing tonight.
It's like that, you know, Rick and Morty, how there's, have you watched Rick and Morty?
Mm.
You know the arcade game called Roy?
Is Roy, it Roy, yeah, Roy. Roy. This guy's taking Roy off the grid.
So it's like
got Alan.
It's a video game where you play someone's entire life.
Yes.
Until they die. Like, and you experience the whole life as well.
Yeah.
The best part about that is that he plugs Morty in without Morty knowing what it is.
And then Morty has a whole life in this video game. He comes out, he's just like, what the fuck? He, like, has a wife and kids, and then he nearly dies of cancer, and then he just survives. Then he trips open his shop and dies.
It's so funny.
He's like, what the fuck?
You beat cancer and you went back to the rug store?
Yeah. Dude, this guy doesn't have a social security number for Roy. This guy's crazy.
He's taking Roy off the grid.
Oh, man.
It's so funny. Yeah, no, I'd play Alan. I'd play Alan.
You'd play Alan?
Alan A Life Well Lived, but only if it was VR.
Yeah, but it has to be VR.
You're
not doing controllers.
I'm not looking at the fish market through a television screen.
Yeah.
I'll feed you fish while you've got the goggles on.
That'd be pretty good.
It's like 5D. You're
just shoving salmon into your mouth. Oh, man. Yeah, so I want to tell you, Alan, about... I want to tell the listeners about a show I've been enjoying that I know you enjoy season one of. Have you heard of the show Dark?
Yes, I have.
Have you watched it?
It's German, isn't it?
Yeah, it's German. You have to put up with subtitles unless you want it dubbed. You don't want to...
No. Well, screw that.
I tried to, you know, find an illegal version of this show.
Yeah.
No subtitles.
Yeah,
so I found it, but I
you will have to jump on Duolingo.
You're going to have to. Yeah. You're going to have to learn German.
Sucks, man.
That's funny. So it's good? It's a good show?
Oh, my God. So season two, I thought that it would be a bit too complicated. Like, they set up, I mean, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the show, but basically, it gets so complicated towards the end of season one that you're like, oh, geez, is this going to be one of those ones where they can't hold it together for season two?
Mm.
but they do. So I'd highly recommend anyone that has Netflix to jump on that. I also watched the first episode of Stranger Things as well.
Season three,
yeah.
Good? Happy? Yeah, I'm satisfied? Happy. Are you a fan?
I'm a fan of the show.
Mm.
Are you a fan of the show, Alan?
Yeah, I don't mind Stranger Things.
Do you illegally download it?
I will.
Criminal. Criminality on the podcast.
I wish you had a sound effect you could play about my criminal activities.
God, no, it's not up anymore.
Have you guys seen Money Heist? It's a Spanish show. It's called La Casa de Papel in Spanish. Yeah. It's on Netflix.
I've got to learn Spanish now to watch this show as well.
Look, it's the same thing as Dark. You can watch it dubbed and it's horrible, or you can watch it with subtitles and really enjoy it. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Just give me your Netflix account, Joe.
No.
Why not?
Because it's my family's Netflix account. We don't have enough devices left.
No, that's fair.
You know? I've got it running in my dad's house and one account in my mum's house.
You guys should do a competition.
Ben Yao has the password. Where's my fucking password?
No, you're not getting on, mate.
You guys should do a competition for the listeners, and the winner gets to share their Netflix account with Alan.
Yeah, that's a good idea, isn't it?
The winner gets the
distinct honor of having Alan
contact them for the password.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I will live with you.
live in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do you know, I think we should probably do what the listeners have all been waiting for.
Oh, boy. What's that?
One moment, and I'll tell you.
I wonder what it could be. Oh, yeah.
The growing backlash.
Now with that new trouble for soccer superstar Ronaldo, he is taking to social media denying.
It's That's Probo, it's cancelled.
Oh, what?
God, I need to make some more of these because they are really good.
What a catchy jingle.
All right, no irony whatsoever. That's fantastic. I'm very disappointed Alan didn't sing this time, but
we can switch it back on. Spitting on the floor.
Am I spitting on the floor?
Well,
they'll never know.
Alan, do you want to explain this segment to any first-time listeners?
Pretty simple. There's a lot of Probo things in the world. Problematic. Oh, yeah. And we cancel them.
Who better to decide than
George and Alan?
Once we cancelled them, once we cancelled them on this podcast, the world knows.
That's right. That they're done. It's over. Yeah.
The world knows.
Bye, Felicia.
What is that a reference to? I keep seeing people.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Well, then I guess bye, Felicia, George.
My bad. Jeez. So who wants to kick things off? So obviously we all have to present a Probo thing. And then we'll debate which is the most probo and which will get cancelled, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you seem pretty excited, Lokesh.
I'm so excited. This is specifically what I'm here for. I live to get angry at things in which they were cancelled.
Yeah. I'm worried that we've unleashed the hounds.
I've got four really good ones.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling to pick which one. But you mentioned before people that inflict their middle names upon you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's absolutely no reason for me to know your middle name.
I'd just like to say quickly, not related to that at all, but from now on, you can call me Benjamin.
Okay. No, but it's not necessarily the if you were to introduce yourself in all manners to all people as George Benjamin Pettifer, this is my name, this is who I am, this is who I identify as.
How often does that happen to you?
Quite often.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to name multiple names because, that would just be cruel.
Shout out to Luke Joseph Ryan, friend of the pod.
But no, we already mentioned that one, so I'll go with a different one. Dessert menus.
You don't like dessert menus?
You think they should be cancelled?
I think dessert menus should be cancelled. I'm not saying dessert should be cancelled. I'm not a Nazi. But dessert menus.
Well, what's the issue with the menus?
Okay. You go to a cafe, restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I think we can all relate to that.
Place, yes. Very relatable content here.
Yeah.
You sit down, you want to plan out your whole meal. You've got your drinks menu, you've got your food menu, you want to plan out your entree, your main, and then you want to know what's available for dessert.
You don't want a set foot menu.
That's right. Because if you order...
And they don't bring the menu when you at the start.
No, they don't. So you don't know what mysterious desserts they might have.
Mm.
This presents two possible problems. One, you order too much for entree and main. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. And then you are presented with something on the dessert menu that you're like, you have to have it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to just leave feeling disgusting about it. Or you don't eat enough for entree and main. And yep. then they bring you the dessert menu, and it's dog shit.
Yeah.
It's literally dog shit.
It's
oh, my God.
Dog shit. $15.
Yeah. A la creme.
Oh, man.
With ice cream for an extra $6.
Maybe yeah. you should pick better cafes.
Well, so what, you walk in, and you go, can I have a menu, and bring me the dessert menu as well? Straight off the bat.
I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that.
You don't like to cause a fuss.
Exactly. I don't like to make a big deal out of things. But,
I relate to that because usually, you know what I usually do though, is I usually have either an entree or a dessert.
Okay.
You know, just because I won't have, because I know that I won't eat. If I have an entree, I won't eat the dessert. And if I don't have an entree, I'll still be hungry.
All the more reason why they should just present the desserts on the main menu.
You're right, actually. That's a good point. Now that's a good thing. I think we'll have to debate once we get all of ours out, whether we're going to cancel desserts, dessert menus, my bad.
All right, who's next?
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Alan, do you want to take it away with yours?
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Oh, he's pulled out a list.
Look at this.
Batman.
You want to cancel Batman.
I want to cancel Batman because he's probo.
Go ahead. Explain yourself, mate. Explain yourself.
Are you guys fans of Batman?
Some of the film. Obviously, The Dark Knight is an amazing
you
film.
You love The Dark Knight.
It was a great film.
You think he's a good guy.
I'm a Batman geek, so...
You love Batman.
I love Batman, so I'm going to have to sway you. I want to cancel this podcast now.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a controversial pick. But what do you think about Dick Grayson?
In his Robin or Nightwing incarnation?
As Robin.
You're going to have to explain yourselves here, because I don't know what's happening.
Dick Grayson is the first Robin.
Oh, okay. From like the 60s?
No. As in like... In the lore of Batman, right. He is the original Robin. So, Robin gets sort of recast a few times.
Right.
Dick Grayson is the first Robin after his parents die in a trapeze accident.
Okay.
He's adopted by Batman and he basically...
Adopted. Official papers are served.
Yeah, I think so. Cool. And then later on as an adult, he relinquishes his title of Robin and he becomes Nightwing, a superhero on his own.
Right.
Tell me about...
Well, here's the probo thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old is Dick Grayson, Robin, when
know,
he joins?
Like, I don't know, like 14, something 14 like that?
14-year-old boy.
Yeah. Okay.
He's an adopted son.
Okay.
And he says, hey, why don't you come fight crime with me, buddy? That's not good parenting.
What are you insinuating?
I'm saying that it's dangerous.
A dangerous life.
What do you mean dangerous in what way? He's fighting criminals.
He's fighting criminals. So you're not... But this isn't an allegation.
It's negligent parenting.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm a big proponent of not over-coddling your children, and I think that this is the way to go about it.
Well, what do you think about Jason Todd?
Jason Todd is the one that got killed by the Joker, right?
Murdered.
He got murdered. The Joker beat him to death with a crowbar.
Oh, God.
And some people like cancel the Joker. Not me.
No.
The Joker's got a mental illness.
Yeah, he's mentally ill.
And evidently so does Batman. So Batman. why are you...
I'm saying Batman. You gotta be a better guardian.
Yeah.
You can't just keep getting kids to be... It's like, I want to fight crime. It's like, no, you can't. But I was an acrobat. Oh, you're an acrobat. Well, that changes everything. I guess you'll be able to do flips.
I don't think this is enough reason to cancel Batman in his entirety. Maybe we should cancel his ability to adopt children.
Yeah, maybe their CPS should get involved. Child Protection Services should get involved and maybe sort out Robin for him. But yeah, I'm not sure if you've swayed me either, to be honest.
When Jason Todd was beaten to death by the Joker, Batman's got to feel at least partly responsible.
Well, he minced back into his manner. Like, yeah.
He's just like, we need a new Robin, I guess.
Yes, we need a new Robin.
That's what he said.
Alfred, bring me the dessert menu.
We've got some succulent children to make our next Robin. Tim Drake. Absolutely. There's a lot of innuendo, especially in that 60s version. Did you ever watch the 60s version of
it? Yeah, occasionally.
Oh, so
is that
funny.
The one where he runs around on the pier with the big bomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
right, yeah, I've seen it. I saw that. I used to watch that one at Grandma's house.
It's pure comedy.
Pure comedy. Man, what we all watch Batman for, pure comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get onto my probo thing. So, obviously, there's a lot of probo things about getting a cab over an Uber. We all know it's more expensive, blah, blah, blah. Forget about that. I don't get cabs very often anymore, and I don't think a lot of people... Like, how often do you get cabs?
Very rarely.
Yeah. You got to jump on Uber or Ola. Ola. What about you? How often do you get cabs? Not really.
Excuse me. I just choked on my own sense of pride. I do catch cabs because I don't have Uber.
Right.
I'm old school, but...
Well, you're an old man.
I think it's only if I'm out, I'm drunk, and I need to go home, and I pull my phone out to do to call an Uber, and the cab just presents itself in front of me on the street.
Sometimes there's just a cab there, and you're just like, fuck it, I'll pay an extra tenner just so I can get straight home, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This one I hate is when the cab's going, and they don't speed up for yellows. You know what I mean? You know,
I don't think you're meant to speed up for yellows.
No, but it's like you could have
certainly meant to speed up for yellows.
You know when it's like you could have made it through that, but he stopped, and then the ticker's going.
Does the ticker go on a time basis?
Time and
petrol.
Huh?
It's as the car's running.
Right,
it's using petrol and it's ticking.
So if you're stuck in traffic in a cab and it's at a standstill, you're still paying as it ticks over.
Oh.
So it's distance and time as well.
Oh, this is very proper. This is,
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Is this fresh? Is this what happened to you this morning?
No, it's something that I've been thinking about for several years.
Okay.
Finally, you get to say your piece.
Finally, I get to cancel it. Because, there's other stuff. Like, I remember when... sometimes they think that I'm... Well, back when I moved back to Australia from the UK the second time, and I had a bit more of an English accent, they hear the English accent and they take me like around the block. You know what I mean? It's like, it'll be like, I'll go from Darlinghurst to Circular Quay. It's like, I know the best way. So why are we going down Broadway?
Right? Do you voice this? Do you?
Absolutely.
Are
not.
You confrontational with the...
Do you say, I may be a British person, but I know the best way.
I know better than you, is what I say. I tap them on the shoulder and I know better.
I've gotten into quite a few arguments with cabbies over the years.
Yeah, they're cheeky. They can be cheeky.
Yeah. We got in a maxi with a night out in Queensland recently in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And the guy took off with the door still open.
Really?
Lucky my friend had his seatbelt on, otherwise he could have just flown out.
Yeah.
And
it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous. No, that's something. So yeah, so that's my probo thing is they need a, if they're stopping for yellows and then we stop to a standstill and it's still yellow, it's like we could have made it.
I call it orange.
No, it's definitely yellow.
It's yellow, dude.
Is it yellow?
Yeah, you have an issue with your eyes. You're colorblind.
Now, some people do call it orange though.
Is it a generational thing?
Maybe it is a generational thing.
My parents taught me it was orange. My parents.
To be honest,
parents had traffic lights?
Yes.
Dude.
My dad invented traffic lights.
Dad invented traffic.
I don't often talk about traffic lights, so I think as I went to start talking about it, I wasn't sure if I was going to use orange or yellow. And I just thought, I'll just use yellow.
I'll just use the color that it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought, rather than a different color that it's not.
Okay.
So anyway, that's my probo thing. To be honest, I don't think we can cancel Batman.
No, under no circumstances do we cancel
Batman.
So we've
got three
I don't even
votes
think,
to cancel Batman.
I don't even think Alan seriously wants to participate in this today.
Are you excited about the new Batman?
I'm always excited about... So Batman, the animated series, the cartoon that came out in the 90s.
I love that.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. Like a real pioneer in the... getting the superhero / comic book genre into a more gritty, darker, more adult place on screen. Like comic books had been doing it for a long time prior to that, but with Batman the Animated Series, I guess filmmakers and animation studios were like, all right, we can make it serious.
Yep. Yeah.
So no, and it was a crucial part of my growing up. So under no circumstances are we canceling Batman.
But are you excited the guy from Twilight?
Oh, that was the initial question, sorry.
The guy from Twilight's going to play Batman.
I'm optimistic that he'll do a good job.
Yeah.
Did you like Ben Affleck?
Yes and no. I'm a Ben Affleck fan.
Who's your favorite Batman?
Christian Bale.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite? No, don't say George Clooney or something.
He's going to say George Clooney. He's going to say George Clooney.
Val Kilmer, of course.
Val Kilmer was pretty good.
Did you like him?
He was pretty good.
He's a beast to work with.
The reason why I think...
Very difficult to work with, apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Not quite Edward Norton, but...
Yeah, I don't know about Norton.
Edward Norton's supposed to be...
impossible.
Quite the prick.
Oh, really?
And in Birdman...
Yeah,
which is
great film,
which is obviously Michael Keaton.
Another Batman.
Batman, sort of doing a takeoff of his entire career.
Right.
And in the movie, Edward Norton plays ostensibly what is an Edward Norton caricature, just a very difficult actor to work with.
Okay.
Another reason why Birdman's a great film.
Yeah, Birdman's awesome. We need to decide.
Oh, so I've won this for sure.
We'll go dessert.
Yeah, we're going dessert menu.
It's not dessert menu. I'm sorry, guys. Don't make me come on the pod and be disrespectful.
No, that's fine. So you also had a couple of other... Do you want to quickly list off some of the other ones you came up
with? Absolutely. Well, the nickname thing was legitimately... the middle name thing, middle sorry, name. Was legitimately something I came in with. So when you brought it up, Alan, I was just music
cosmic.
To my ears.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cosmic. This is a bit more complicated, but it's when people take agency and ownership over fandom. Like, oh, I heard this song about 2 months before you heard this song.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst.
So, therefore, I'm a bigger fan of it than you, and I own it more.
That's, like you and Batman.
No, I mean, I'm not lording my Batman-ness over you.
Oh, well, couldn't cancel Batman because you own the franchise.
Not only do I own the franchise, I am Batman.
Oh my god.
Yes. I'm revealing it here. This is where I've chosen. This is my platform.
Harry June as Robin.
Harry June would be a great Robin.
Yeah, he would actually.
I don't know.
Great at getting murdered by the Joker.
For sure. No,
you could play the Joker, Alan.
if there was a Sydney comedian, that would be the Jason Todd to my Batman.
Yeah.
Because Harry's definitely Dick Grayson.
Harry is Dick Grayson. I've always said that.
I kind of think it would be George, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, George would be the Jason Todd. He'd be the one that couldn't take the Joker. Which is no mean feat.
Oh man. So yeah, we're canceling
dessert menus for sure.
Yeah, and then you've got agency and ownership over
music
over fandoms.
Middle,
I agree with that.
Guys with middle names that shove it down your throat.
Yeah.
And girls, Theodore, Patrick,
Bundy,
exactly. Yeah. Like, we don't need to know the middle part.
Yeah, we got
Maltese people.
People.
All right, so we got to edit that part out of the pod.
People from Malta.
Not people from Malta, but just like, you don't need to tell me you're from Malta.
People from Malta tell you they're from Malta.
They're from Malta like it's like bigger than this suburb we're currently in. It's not. Don't tell me you're from Malta. You're Aussie. My family's from Sicily, which is the small island at the bottom of Italy. And Malta is like the Tasmania of Sicily.
Right.
You don't need to tell me you're from there. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like Americans who are like, yeah, I'm Irish or whatever. And it's like,
but
yeah,
at least,
you're not there, are you?
At least Ireland is a thing.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if both your
Malta's
parents...
not a thing.
It's not. It's too small. It's
too
small
a place.
You know,
if both your
get
parents...
Get over it. You're in a better place now.
Yeah. If both your parents were born in the States and then you were born in the States, but your grandparents were born in Ireland, when someone says, where are you from? You don't say Ireland, do you? Because you were... You know what I mean?
Okay. My grandparents are all my dad's side's grandparents are Italian and my mom's side's grandparents are Greek. So people say, oh, you're Italian or you're Greek.
Yeah.
Like I identify as Australian, but I guess that's my background or whatever.
Yeah.
But at least people know what Italy and Greece are.
Yeah, true. People don't. Where even is Malta? Where is that again?
It's the Tasmania of Sicily.
Oh, really?
And Sicily is the Tasmania of Italy. Yeah. And Italy is essentially the Tasmania of Europe.
So, is there a small island off the bottom of Tasmania that can be the equivalent of Malta?
Do you know why I don't know, George? Because I don't give a shit about Tasmania, just like I don't give a shit about Malta.
Man, you have proven to be our most controversial guest.
He says that about everyone.
I hope so.
We're actually at the 45-minute mark.
Perfect.
Nice. That's exactly where I wanted to end.
Yeah. So, we might wrap up, everybody.
What the hell was that?
What's up?
Oh, no.
Mate, you're the guy that was singing at the start of the
app. Your speaking pattern is odd.
Yeah, I was doing stuff on my laptop. So, that's the end of the app. Thanks for coming in, Anthony.
Thank you for having me, gents.
It was good fun. Who's on next week? I can't remember. Rachel Melanta's on next week.
Not sequentially.
Frick. I've confused myself.
I think Rachel's Maltese.
Is she? Don't listen to me. We don't know who's on next week, do we?
No.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.